Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time, Season 1, Episode 11. Today's episode is titled, Dating the Right Way. And it's been a while since I've dated, you know, being married 11 years. But technically, you know, you never stop dating. Tip for the married guys, always date your wife. That's a whole nother topic, though. But yeah, it's been a while since, you know, I've been in a dating relationship, you know, since my wife and I started dating around 2008. 2007. Wow, 2007 is when we started dating. July 4th, 2007, we started dating. And before that, you know, I had a total different idea of what it meant to date. You know, I was by far, I wasn't a ladies' man or heavily experienced in dating. And so my view of dating was, you know, dinner and movie, or, you know, the cliche type things. But what I found out, and just through a lot of advice and a lot of just great mentorship, is that dating is the right way, so to speak, is totally different. And it's something that's really based on respect and just building a great friendship. You know, typically in the world today, and again, being far removed from this, but from my perspective, it seems that, you know, dating is very, you know, you kind of dive all in, dive head first, you know, 0 to 100. And there can be a sense of the art of becoming great friends is just lost. And in a lot of ways, it just doesn't happen. And consequently, because of that, you know, you see a lot of, you know, breakups, you see a lot of failed relationships because there's no friendship established. And I think even that concept might be well known, and you know, even hearing it, you might nod your head and like, yeah, that makes sense. But the application is much harder, and you see it far less. And so I always give the same advice, you know, when it comes to dating, and the challenging thing is that you don't see dating in the Bible for the Christians out there. You don't see dating in the Bible, and so it can be challenging to get a sense of what is the right way to date. And so the first thing was with a lot of advice, and second thing, you know, I always give the story of Adam and Eve, you know, the first relationship in the Bible. And someone gave me this great tip, Nate Reed, if you're listening, a good friend of mine, shared with me, you know, you don't see dating in the Bible, but Adam and Eve, the first relationship, you know, the important thing to note is that Adam was just simply working. You know, he was working in the garden, busy naming the animals, getting the job assigned to him by God. And God saw that he needed a helper, and he, you know, knocks Adam out, takes his rib, and makes Eve. And so the tip that was shared with me is that you just focus on work, you know, being working on yourself, doing the task that God has assigned you to, and God will bring that perfect woman to you without you even noticing. And so that's the tip I always give, you know, if folks that are worried about dating or worried about finding the right one, it's just simply, you know, the right one will come. You just don't need to focus on it so much. And that can be hard. I understand that. But the principle is still the same. And then once God does bring that person into your life, just work on becoming great friends. You know, that's the thing that I love about my wife and I's relationship, is that I can honestly say we became great friends, and we're always working on that friendship. But we became great friends first through dating the right way, by focusing on our friendship and not focusing on the physical or the emotional type things that you see nowadays. We became great friends. And so become great friends with everyone in general, but if you're dating, become great friends with your significant other and focus on that. Get a lot of great advice. And in part two, I sit down with a good friend, Rich Noches, who's engaged at the time of the recording, but he's gives some great insight into what it means to date the right way, some things that he's learned, some challenges that he's come across, and kind of how to do it the right way. And so I'm excited for you guys to hear what he has to say. Please stick around for part two. And in the comments, as always, you know, leave your thoughts or comments. You know, if you have any questions about dating, any challenges that you come across, you know, drop a comment in the episode description. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DTime Podcast. And as always, send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. And we'll get back to you. All right. Peace.
Okay, well, I'm here with a great friend of mine, Rich Noches, in a chapter about dating the right way. First, Rich, thanks for joining me, man. Thanks for taking time out to chat. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I grew up in Los Angeles, California. It's more actually Pomona, California. It's in LA. I have four sisters. You know, I grew up with both my parents, and we had a simple life. We went to school there, elementary, middle school, high school, and then in 2010, I became Christian. I started studying the Bible, and I didn't really know much about the Bible, but or God, and until someone invited me to study the Bible, and yeah, from there my life just changed radically. And now, from then, I've helped serve in as a missionary in Mexico City. Then in 2012, I went up to help serve in the Portland Church. In 2016, and a little over a year ago, I moved out here to Seattle to help serve in the campus ministry.
Awesome. So the title of today's episode is Dating the Right Way. And so I know maybe by the time this episode airs, your situation might be different, but you're currently engaged, correct?
Yes.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I started dating in December 2018. 2017, sorry. And it started out long distance. So I was in Portland, and my girlfriend, Delaney, she was in Seattle, and we, you know, really built a friendship. I'm really grateful God allowed us to just build in that way, because it really allowed us to build a foundation of a friendship and just enjoy the time we had separate. And then when I moved up to Seattle, things got a little more, I would say, serious. We started working together more. We started learning their strengths and weaknesses, and I'd say through a lot of advice and discipling, just mentoring, it allowed us to just build on that. Really build a relationship that's gonna be godly and really glorify God. So I think we just got engaged in September, and it's been amazing. Yeah.
Awesome. So overall, how long were you guys, you know, from when you started dating till your wedding date? How long of a time was that dating?
I
until now, it's almost 2 years. Actually, in December, it would be 2 years. So, and yeah, by the time we get married, it'd just be a little over a year or 2 years.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So, in keeping in mind, you know, the concept of dating, maybe what are some things that, you know, you kind of thought about dating going in that may have been wrong or surprised you? What are some things that, that changed from, you know, being single to dating?
It definitely exposed a lot of selfishness, or just exposed a lot how I just wouldn't think of, you know, giving to someone else or encouraging someone else, just as much. But it allowed me to grow, helped me to grow a lot in my communication and, yeah, being able to just build like a team, just with another partner. And, I think I would think, I used to think that dating was just, you know, having a relationship and, you know, sure, we help each other grow in our walk with God, but I just didn't understand what that really meant or what that really looked like. And so, yeah, I think I'm really grateful for the people that just mentored us and guided us through it.
Awesome. That's great. You know, one of the things that I talked about in the first half of this episode is, you know, the fact that, you know, when you look in the Bible, you know, there's no dating in the Bible. You know, there's no mention of a specific. And that can be kind of hard, you know, as a Christian man trying to navigate that space. So since there is no mention of dating in the Bible, how can folks do it the right way? Or, you know, how can people, you know, date the right way?
Yeah, I think of the scripture in Timothy where it says, flee from the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, peace and love and purity. And, you know, a lot of times we just think of, okay, well, you know, as Christians, don't give into impurity or, you know, or either by yourself or with someone else. And, you know, that's kind of how dating is in the world. You know, there's, it's more about the emotions and the affection that we can receive from each other. But, you know, when I think of the scripture, it just teaches how, helped me learn how I could, just be on the offense of pursuing purity and pursuing righteousness and making sure we're just doing well spiritually above everything, you know.
Got it. So what advice would you give someone who wants to date or maybe is even currently dating? You know, what advice would you give them to help them, you know, in that area?
You know, I would say communication is a really just so huge because, you know, depending on how the person is, for me, I am more of someone that stuffs emotions or thoughts just in my heart. And so, yeah, I think just learning to communicate in a healthy way that's uplifting, that's understanding, that will help you get through just whatever bumps come their way. And, yeah, definitely getting advice from, married couples, just helps out a lot because I would say for the brother being the leader in the relationship, when they pursue, when they show an example of humility, it just really helps the other partner just have that confidence that they're leading them in humility and wanting to do things right. And yeah, definitely just continuing to seek to learn. And you know, everyone's situation is different. it's unique, so it takes just having people in your life that really know you and that will guide you the best way possible.
Oh, that's great. So, you know, something I like to do with, you know, everyone I sit down with is I ask them this question. And the question is, what's the best piece of advice that you've received? And it doesn't have to be about dating. It can be about anything.
You know, one thing that I've heard recently was, you know, in life, all you have to do is get up one more time than you've been knocked down. Yeah, that's yeah, that goes with just any area of your life, in a relationship or in school or just any anything you're pursuing. You know, there will be shortcomings. There'll be times where moments where you fall, but if you're if you have the willingness to just get up one more time, then you know, you'll do better than the next guy, and you'll do more than you think you can do, and you'll allow the process of maturity just really, you know, come to fruition.
That's awesome. That's great advice, man. Well, man, thank you so much, man, for taking the time out. I think people listening are going to get a lot of great insight and tips to kind of help them. I know, side note, I'm sitting down with your fiance in the next couple of days to talk about, you know, living in the world. Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. And so, yeah, Rich, thank you so much, man, for taking the time out. For those listening, if you have any questions or thoughts, you know, feel free to subscribe and leave a message in the comments or send us an email, and we'll address it. So thanks again, awesome, and for joining us, and see you next time.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram @D-Time Podcast. See you next time.